This is GQDN for early release Diablo Day, Thursday, June 1st, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by patreon.com/groupquest. And of course, by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a little bit of Activision Blizzard news, some meta prices, and what could be in Sonic for a former guy going to. But today, that's where we begin. The Sonic co-creator, Yuji Naka, could now be facing over 2 years of prison for Square Enix insider trading. Now, this comes to us from GamesRadar.com, and it does look like that he will be facing over 2 years because the Tokyo District Court did call for the sentence today. And that goes along with fining Naka 2.5 million yen and 107 million yen, respectively. So the allegations of insider trading did start over last year, and he was arrested in November, if you remember. A little bit of rhyme there, but that's okay. But he was then arrested a month later, and that was over the allegations of 100,000 shares in the mobile developer A-Team Entertainment. So yeah, it does look like that he is going to be in some serious, serious trouble. But there are other bad things going on, because XCOM and Civilization Studios for Firaxis Games did suffer some layoffs. Now this comes to us from rockpapershotgun.com, and they did go over some layoffs affecting around 30 employees, and that comes from the report from Axios. Now, the publisher 2K Games did confirm later that the job cuts were because of, quote, sharpening of focus, enhancements and efficiencies, and alignment for our talent against the highest priorities. Now, Firaxis did say that they are remaining, quote, focused on developing critically acclaimed video games, which would mean the next entry of the Civilization series. And they also did release a highly rated Marvel's Midnight Suns. This is a very good game, but we'll see what they do now because of mass layoffs. Now, PCGamesIn.com did say that a WoW developer might have been fired by Blizzard. So what happened here? Well, the World of Warcraft writer Eric Covington did claim that he was fired by Blizzard after writing a joke, quote, lampooning corporate greed, unquote, because that was discovered within the game. In fact, the former dev did pen a series for the loot goblin character, making references to, quote, hazardous pay and, quote, profit sharing. So now they are no longer at Blizzard. Now here's what he claims, quote, leadership walked first base into the joke, stirring lock, while my focus was getting the patch done. Because of their embarrassment, I'm no longer at Blizzard. And this was done on Twitter, quote, by Eric Covington. I wrote the joke lampooning generic corporate greed for a venture company, Loot Goblin, variant character, but then leadership walked face first into the joke after string lock while my focus was getting the patch done. Because of their embarrassment, I'm no longer at Blizzard. Further quote, no consideration or trust was extended to at least ask me why my intentions were for the character. Was it targeted at anyone? Nope. And there was, quote, no polite request to let me handle it and hotfix some lines because of circumstances. I would have willingly and understandably helped. So, there is indeed that. But there were some other things going on there at Activision Blizzard, because Eurogamer.net did say that Activision Blizzard said there was a rise in misconduct, and that was last year during Great Scrutiny. So, according to this writing, now there were 114 reports of harassment, along with demonstration and some retaliations by the employees last year. And that's with 29 of these being substantiated by the investigators. Now, the company did release a transparency report that is released to the public domain, and that was basically a request from the stockholders. Once again, via Axios, Activision Blizzard did state that it had taken over 36 corrective actions as a result of these reports. Now, Activision did say within the document, even one instance of harassment, discrimination, or retaliation is one too many. But what Bobby Kotick would say is that Activision, quote, didn't have any of what mischaracterizations reported by the media. Further quote, we did have very aggressive labor movement working hard to try and destabilize the company. So, we'll see what happens with that argument. Now, WCCF Tech did say that Final Fantasy IX Remake could be a PlayStation exclusive. Now, that's just a rumor. But back in 2020, there was a big-time leak that revealed that Square Enix may be working on a Final Fantasy IX Remake. Now, the publisher from Japan has yet to make an announcement. And that's essentially what we're waiting on. But in the Reset Era forums, Amira 2 did basically have, quote, Sony written all over it, unquote. So, if that happens, well, keep our eyes on it. But on to the next game, which is Final Fantasy 16, which comes out later this month. Kotaku did say that, maybe Moogle wasn't going to be in the game. Why? Basically because the game is too mature for Moogle. But that's an almost. But it does look like Moogle will be in the game. So we'll see if he actually does or not. But Mr. Yoshida, that is Naoki Yoshida, said it basically wasn't easy to keep it in the game. In fact, he did say, quote, the development team was worried that the Moogles will be both too difficult to create and wouldn't fit the feel of the world. But our assistant producer was like, I don't care, just put them in the game. In the end, we took the advice and put one in the game, but it was a lot more work than we expected. The biggest problem arose when we were implementing performance mode towards the end of the development. Performance mode alters appearance of the polygon slightly and particularly struggled with Moogle, as he ended up with less fur. He kind of ended up looking like a hedgehog. And we're like, is this a Moogle? Eventually we ended up putting some processing specifically for the Moogle. So now we shall see what happens there, which I do believe I have pre-ordered the game. But I don't have this. Two articles from The Verge, and it's all about Meta. Because Meta did announce that Quest 3 VR headset will cost $500. And yes, that is the 128 gigabytes version. And they also said there will be an additional storage option for those who want more space. That is a quote from Meta. And that's basically compared to its predecessor, Quest 2. The Quest 3's design is lighter and more comfortable with a 40% slimmer optic profile. So we shall see what goes on with this thing. You know there's going to be a lot of games going to it. But in about the same report, Meta is dropping the price of Quest 2 down to $300. So that'll be the 128 gigabyte version. And the 256 gigabyte version will be $349.99, so $350. But that is a $100 cut for the entry level version and an $80 cut for the setup model. So cool. As something new comes in, sales come in too. Now we get a little bit of games. And we will end today with Hideo Kojima, because he said he's done voicing casting for Death Stranding 2 himself. And this comes to us from GamesRadar.com, and he said that Hideo Kojima did reveal that he had done the casting for Death Stranding 2 himself. And he had basically the choice of work with the voice actors that he could. But that's what he revealed on Twitter, and as the head of Kojima Productions, didn't use any agencies at all. In fact, he put up a tweet, and he said, quote, since I will be spending a very long period of time working with actors and voice actors, I don't let agencies' agents do casting. Various problems occur frequently filming, voice recording, and game creation. Corrections and changes and plans are daily occurrences. I've chosen DS2 actors and actresses as a special partners with whom I can fight together. So, very good opinion. But we are very opinionated ourselves. It is Diablo release day, or early release day today. So you can find me at twitch.tv/chillspace. Gulvin is at twitch.tv/GulvinVS. And you know we'll be playing the game there. And not this week. We will not be on twitch.tv/DawnForge. But this is still a DawnForge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Why don't you go play some hell, people? It's Diablo 4.